When I dream of cherry blossoms and the musk of peaches deliquescing on the ground aswarm with wasps, of pressing a peach to my lips, crushing its bearded flesh and removing carefully the cyanide pit, I wonder if I am remembering a summer I have lived or anticipating summers yet to come. I remember the warm, strong feel of my father's hands and the soft touch of the Virgin. And running home one day from the sound of Mr. Willis hitting Tommy too hard, Mr. Willis, who looked at me through my bedroom window, his left hand missing the thumb he cut off with the electric saw in the basement, smelling of sawdust and whiskey and the tree that must always protect me, and hitting Tommy smack, smack, smack all the way home. When Eddie wooed, he sent a single rose every day for 12 days, and on the 12th day he proposed, although not on one knee, he was romantic but not humble. Tomorrow for my birthday, I am praying for a pony. I've been good, but I know I mustn't get my hopes up too much, so I'm trying not to. My dress for the prom is purple, and I am making it myself. I will dance with a boy I never dared speak to for 4 years. For 4 years I never spoke. He will hold me tightly all night, and after the dance, I will never see him again. Dr. Carter has the cleanest fingernails I have ever seen, and he wants me to remember something. He is telling Mother about post-traumatic stress disorder and something called paramnesia. Tommy and I are playing hide-and-seek. Smack! Smack! When I meet people whose lives move only one way instead of back and forth like mine, they are confused because I know them, who they are, or what they're going to be, or who we're going to be together. But when I laugh, it makes them feel better, and I think most people like to see me happy. My grandchildren love to make me laugh, and it's fun to spoil them instead of raising them, to have a second chance with children without the blame and shame game. My earliest memory is wetting my pants when I was 3.5 years old. My father pulled me into his car and drove to the dump outside of town. There were pigs there that ate the garbage. Now he puts me on the ground and says, "If you're going to act like a pig, you can live with pigs." And he drives away and leaves me here. I will cry until he comes back to get me later, tonight. "You are my angel," he says, "and you have made me very happy. There are candles, and I am wearing the dress that makes me feel like a fairy princess. Make a wish," he says. There are tears in his eyes. "Make a wish." Everyone is very proud of me. Do you know the story about the little pigs? Sometimes the wolf eats them in the end, and sometimes he falls into the pot and the little pigs cook him, and sometimes nothing really bad happens to anyone at all. I don't know which is the real ending. I remember the shock of sex and childbirth and the dry pain of menopause, each the loss of something. Eddie smiles and looks so beautiful in his coffin surrounded by candles. After the dance, I will never see him again. He is holding me all night. I have filled the room with yellow roses and the musk of peaches. My mother is the Virgin Mary, and every night she comes into my room to see if I am asleep. I close my eyes and breathe slowly and evenly because she loves me very much, and it is important for me to get my sleep. She stands in the doorway of my room every night. She prays for us sinners now, and at the hour of our death, she watches over every child. She comes over to the side of the bed to see if I am sleeping. She puts her hands around my throat. She squeezes. And I keep my eyes closed and try to be good and to breathe slowly and evenly. "I love you so much," she says. "You are my angel," she says. There is light all around her, and it fills the room. And I see it with my eyes closed. She takes her hands away and goes out and shuts the door. All the years of my life, I'm grateful. When you give to your Lord, you perfect yourself beyond your imaginings. At Fatima and Zetown and Medjugorje, I saw the Virgin Mary, my mother, gazing upon me with such love and said, "You are my angel." And as she grows bright and luminous, her light, her hands around my throat, begins to fill and flow until all memory is memory of her. She is my earliest memory, And I so look forward to her smack hitting Tommy too hard every day. Smack, smack for 12 days, smack. And the 12th day he proposed. "You are my angel," he said, his left hand missing the thumb he cut off with his electric saw, holding me tightly all night, crushing my bearded flesh and removing the cyanide pit. He has the cleanest fingernails I know. My father's warm, strong hands and wants me to remember something. I tried to breathe slowly and evenly. "I love you so much," she says. "You are my angel," she says. "My prom dress is purple. I am making it myself. I pray for a pony, but try not to get my hopes up too much. If you act like a pig, you can live with the pigs."